She was just blessed, Lord Jesus. We know that we can't do this by ourselves, because every time we put it in our own hands, we fail. So I give it to you, Holy Spirit, and say, come today, God. Bring forth healing. Bring forth delivering. Bring forth whatever is needed for the body of Christ, God. I pray, God, not only for the body of Christ, but those that don't even know you, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I pray, God, that we be the salt, light, and power that is needed that they may receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, God. I pray, God, we be living epistles read among men that they might not see us, but see Christ in us. So, Holy Spirit, I give this broadcast to you and pray that you will have your way. I do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Again, I want to welcome you to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is Friday Night Joy. This is a live broadcast. Amen. And again, I'm hoping that everything is going well. Amen. Next line. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm trying to do some different things. Next line. Amen. There we go. Amen. So let's go ahead and get started. I have several scriptures I have for you. Some of the ones I was looking at was actually how I got the topic chosen by grace. I was thinking about how we are chosen, okay, and that we are selected by Christ, that we are his, the scripture said that many are called, but few are chosen. So I was looking at that perspective. First, I was looking at it from a man perspective. Then I had to go back and change it, looking for a man. Because we all, not all of us, but many of us has been chosen for the work, or chosen by Christ. And I was chosen by grace, okay? So many of us have been chosen by grace, amen. And the whole idea behind grace, if we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, it gives us the opportunity to live. You know, we become his peculiar treasure. You know, we become the apple in his eye. You know, and it's not that that there's anything special about us, and things like that. Not that we go to the best church or we know how to sing the best song, but it's only by the mercy and the grace of our Almighty God through Jesus Christ, amen, that we are able to even to understand or totally comprehend in our own intellect, because really we truly can't understand the full meaning of chosen by grace, amen. We really don't understand the full meaning of chosen by grace. So what I want to do, if this thing will let me, I want to read a couple of scriptures, and I don't think it's going to let me do what I need to do, amen. Bless God, but we're going to try anyway to let it do what it needs to do, amen. So, amen. Let me go back to my Bible. I tell you what, I think I just cut it off, amen. Dave just cut it off. I'm not going to do that. Amen. Let me hold on for a second, y'all. Bear with the brother here. We're going to mess with this thing a little bit. Let's see if we can change some things around here. Amen. We're going to get this done right, man. I'll tell you. Yeah, we're going to get this done right. Amen. So just bear with me for a second. Amen. While I do some things here. Amen. Let me see if I can duplicate a couple of pages. Because I got all kinds of notes, man, I'll tell you. Amen. God is good, you know. He is so good. And he's worthy to be praised. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. I don't think I did what I wanted to do, but let's see if I can copy this, what I got so far. Amen. I tell you what, let's do this. Let's play some music. We're going to be right back in a minute. I just want to try a couple of things. See if it'll let me do what I need to do. Amen. Amen. Just bear with me, y'all. I know. Just going to put on some music real quick and see if I can work it like that. Amen. God is so fair. I would sing to you, but I don't want to scare nobody. I don't want nobody to run and go like, what is that noise? No, I'm just kidding. All songs and glory go to God. Amen. All the glory goes to God. All the glory goes to the Heavenly Father. That's the way we have to do it. Amen. We have to look at it like that, that God gets all the glory. Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen. Here we go. Amen. I'm back, and we're going to try this one more time. I am so sorry about the delay, so we can go ahead and get started one more time. Amen. Amen. We're just going to work it out. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. Amen. So we are grateful to God. Thank you for hanging in there with me. Amen. Thank you for hanging in there with me. Amen. So there's several things that I wanted to look at. Amen. Reading a couple of scriptures and everything that I had pulled up, it's not going to let me do what I need to do. Amen. Here we go. The first one is, I'm just going to read a few scriptures, and I might not be able to finish it today. You might have to do some editing to it. But the first one comes out of John chapter 1, verse 17, and it says that, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, chosen by grace." The grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. So we are grateful that grace took over us. Psalm 33 and 12 said, "Blessed is the nation whom God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." We are a chosen generation. We are a peculiar treasure, you know. And when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and everything, we were brought into the promises of what Abraham was part of. We became grafted into the promises of God, for the people of God. So we are chosen. And sometimes I think that we have to act like that we are chosen. Yeah, I said that right. Sometimes we do not act like that we are always chosen. But we need to know who we are in Jesus Christ, and we need to act accordingly. Amen. We have to act accordingly to how we are chosen, because we know that God has the answer for all things. Amen. 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 We're going to continue to go forth. I got some more things I want to read. Amen. Bless God. Amen. I'm telling you, I am doing several things here. It's going to work out, Ray. It's going to work out. Yeah, it's going to work out. Amen. Amen. Here we go. Amen. Another scripture that I had comes out of Matthew chapter 20, verse 16. It said, "So that the last should be first, and the first last, for many may be called, but few are chosen." The next one says, for many are called, but few are chosen." It comes out of Matthew chapter 20, verse 16. And Mark chapter 13, verse 20, it says, "Except the Lord has shortened these days," this is Jesus speaking, "no flesh should be saved, for the elect's sake, whom he have chosen." He have shortened the days. He's talking about the end of days. He's talking about all the things that were going on right now. Some of the things that was here, wars and rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquakes and divers places. All these things are going on at the same time. So, you know, "Except the Lord has shortened the day, and no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, whom he have chosen, he have shortened the days." And then God, to God be the glory, amen. I want to read a couple more scriptures, amen, and then we're going to move on to a couple of the main verses that I'm looking at, amen, that is coming out of, let me just go back a little bit. Okay, see if I can read this. Amen. Let me see if I can read this. Amen. Amen. Here we go, right here. Let's try this one. Amen. Amen. In 1 Peter 5 and 10, it says, "But the God, but the God of all grace, who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that, he have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, and strengthen, and settle you. The God of all grace. That's what he wants for us. He wants us to be, he wants to be perfect, established, and strengthened, and settled. In other words, no matter what the storm that's coming your life, your way, or no matter how it may seem, God got you. And he's more than well able to take care of you. Amen. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, it said, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of God of Christ. All of us has been given grace because of the death, burial, because of the birth, death, and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and him returning back to heaven for the Holy Ghost to come down, the Comforter, we have grace. In Second Timothy, first chapter 1, verse 9, it says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. Everything that we do is his calling, is by his purpose and his grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Grace was making a way for us, y'all. Isn't that something too amazing? That grace was working on our behalf. The grace was putting things, and grace and love were putting things in place to redeem mankind. Grace was giving us a choice to be with God or not to be with God. Grace was already doing those things for us, you know. But he chose us. He said in later scripture that we didn't choose him. He chose us. So it's important that we realize that. Amen. It's important that we realize that we are chosen. We are chosen by grace. Amen. Just give me one more second. Let's go back to another page I got here. Yeah. Amen. We're going to get this done. Amen. As much as we can. Amen. For the glory and the honor of a mighty God. Amen. For the glory and the honor of Almighty God. That's why we're doing it. Amen. Amen. Let me just go down a little bit here. I'm going to come out of Romans. Yeah, I'm going to come out of Romans chapter 5. I'm starting verse 15, and it says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more by the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have established unto many. Verse 17 to 4, if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in the life by one, Jesus Christ. In other words, because of the first man, Adam sinned, the second man, who is Jesus Christ, brought grace. We fell by the first, we fall by the first man, which was Adam, but we have grace to eternal life by Jesus Christ. Romans 20 says, more of the law entered, that the offense may be abound. But where sin abound, grace did much more abound, even more so. Okay, 5:21, Romans 5:20 says that as sin had reigned into death, even so might grace reign through the righteousness of eternal life, y'all. This is serious stuff that we're talking about. Grace may reign through your life for eternal life. Eternal life. Well, that's what we're dealing with, amen. Man, some of these scriptures are awesome to know that what God is doing in our life. And we have to just pay attention to these things, man. You know, we have to pay attention to know that God is in control. He's large. He's in control. He got everything worked out, amen. He had everything worked out, man. All we got to do is to continue to believe him and to continue to trust in him, amen. To continue to believe him and to continue to trust in him, amen. 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 Right now, I want to go to John chapter 15. Amen. I want to go to John chapter. I don't know why they cut off again. Amen. John chapter 15. It says, This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. This is Jesus Christ talking. He said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. He said in verse 14, he said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth, I call you not servants, for the servants know not what his Lord do, but I have called you friends. For all these things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. John chapter 15, verse 16 says, you have not chosen me. This is what I was talking about earlier. But I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give unto you. He said, verse 17, he said, these things I command you. Again, y'all, that you love one another. That you love one another. If the world hated you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. I have chosen you out of the world. When we are subjects of Christ as our Lord and Savior, when he reached out to us and we reach back to him, you know, we have chosen us out of the world. That's why the scripture, the top of the day, is chosen by Christ. It's chosen by Christ. We are chosen by Christ, you know. And that is a good place to be in, you know. That's a good place to remember. John chapter 15, verse 20 says, remember the word I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sin, they will keep yours also. But all these days will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not of me, they know not of him that sent me. All these things that Jesus went through, before he went to the cross, they're going to do it to us too. You know, those trials and tribulations and stuff, the things that Jesus had to go through before he went to the cross, some of us are going through them right now. You may not be going through going to the cross, but for me, I believe the cross is more not. I believe, but that sometimes there's things in our life that need to die, you know, that need to be crucified. Amen. There are things that we are dealing with and stuff where we got enemies that are coming from every side and everything, and it need to be crucified. Not I'm talking spiritually, okay, to the point where that whatever they bring to the table, we'd be able to turn the other cheek. We'd be able to theme and pray for our enemies. That's the kind of what I'm talking about. Things like that, you know? Things like that, amen. Let me just pause this for a second. Amen. Amen. I want to look at one other scripture. I think I got it in here somewhere. Let me get here. And I promise you, we're almost done. Okay. Amen. I just want to read one more other scripture that I had. Amen. And then we're gonna close out shop right here. Amen. I don't know where we at, but we going. Amen. I want to read one other scripture to you. Amen. And the scripture, amen, actually it's coming out of Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. I'm gonna read a lot of this. Amen. Because like I said, I don't want to take up too much of your time. But I'm going to read a lot of this, amen. It says, and the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, to thy seed I will give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, and the Amorites, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, unto the land flowing with milk and honey, for I would not go up in the midst of thee, but thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in a way. In other words, there was at a point here in Exodus 33 that people had begun to disobey God. They would become stiff-necked, as God called them and stuff, okay? And he said, I will consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man put on his ornaments. In other words, they didn't get dressed like they normally did because they know they had messed up. They had messed up, you know, like how we do sometimes, you know. Even today, we still mess up. But thank God for God's grace because he was ready to take them out there. He was ready to take them out. And then Exodus chapter 33, verse 5 says, "For the Lord has said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people, and I will come up in the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the mount of Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that everyone which sought the Lord went out into the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp." Amen. Amen. Let me just go down a little bit further here, because I want to get to a point here. Amen. Just bear with me for a second, everybody. We're almost there. Let me see if I can go back. Amen. And Exodus chapter 33, verse 8 says, "And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, and a cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. The Lord talked with Moses." Hey, hallelujah. The Lord talked with Moses. "For all the people saw the cloud of pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent." They saw the cloud of pillar. They knew it was God. They worshiped God. Okay? They were already a chosen people, but here, because God had called them stiff-necked, God called them, he was ready to destroy them. Verse 11 says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaking unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle." In other words, Joshua stayed right where he was at, man. And Joshua knew he was in the same place because he didn't know what was going to take place with the people of God at that point. And verse 12 said, "And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight." He says, "Thou hast also said that I have found grace in thy sight. Therefore," Moses began to intercede on behalf of the people right here. He said, "Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I might know thee, that I might find grace in thy sight, and consider this nation, and consider that this nation is your people. These are ones that you have chosen, God. You have called them out. You have called them by name." Okay, amen. You have the one right now that made the promises to Abraham and made promises to Isaac that the nation would be great. It's like the sand up on the beach. You know, he said, "My presence should go with thee, and I will give thee rest." And he said it to me, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence." In other words, God, if you're not going to be with me, I don't want to go any further. I don't want to go any further, Lord Jesus. Amen. 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 I'm gonna scroll down a little bit. That's what I'm doing, y'all. Bear with me. We're almost done, I promise. He said, "I don't want to go up no further." Amen. 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 Here we go. Bless God. Amen. All right. He said, "I don't want to go." Exodus chapter 33, verse 16 says, "For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight?" He's asking the question. "Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth?" And the Lord said unto Moses, "I will do this day also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. I want to stop right there, because Moses found grace in the eyesight of God. Moses found grace. Now, we have that grace now through Jesus Christ. Now, God was willing to kill a whole bunch of people because they were stiff-necked. The thing that we have in our favor right now, that God give those that don't know him, that have turned away from him, that have backslided, amen, that are doing all kinds of things, grace. Because somebody is interceding on their behalf. Moses was an intercessor. Moses was one that would step into the gap so that the people that God had chosen would not be killed. Okay? He said, going back to Exodus chapter 13, verse 18, he says, I beseech thee, show me the glory. He said, I will make all my goodness pass before. This is God speaking. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. And I will show mercy of whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot seest my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take my hand away, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. My face shall not be seen. Can you imagine that? He saw the backside of God, and it was so lit up, and it was so black. I can't even imagine. Now, we don't see Jesus, but Jesus represents the God in us right now, okay? So his grace and his mercy is within us, you know? It's in us because of the Holy Spirit. His grace and his mercy is in us, y'all. It's in us. And that's something to be really, really thankful for, amen? That God is so good to give us the grace and mercy. So good to allow us the ability to live, you know? That's only by God's grace, man, amen? Amen. That's only by God's grace. Amen. The thing that we need to know in conclusion, that we are chosen. I want to say this again, that we are chosen by grace. We are chosen by grace, y'all. Amen. Let me say that one more time. We are chosen by grace. We have so much to be thankful. It ain't because, again, I'm going to reiterate this, not because how much money you got in the bank or what church you went to or what your mama and your grandmother and them did and everything, but it's their relationship with Christ, amen? It's their intimacy with Christ, okay? It's that being chosen by him, amen? Amen, to do great and wondrous things. The scripture said that greater works will you do. That's what Jesus told the disciples. That greater works will you do in everything. So that applies to us too. Greater works, you know, greater works. But we still have to have the spirit of Christ in us, that we love one another, okay? That we even love our enemies, you know. We love those that despitefully use us and everything. That we turn the other cheek, you know, that we do everything that we in us through Christ Jesus to show them Christ, to show them a more excellent way. I mean, and that's basically what this broadcast is about. Again, I don't know what I'm going to do about the whole book thing. I'm working on it, yeah. But it's important that we come to that place of knowing who we are in Jesus Christ and this season and time that we live in now, you know, because none of us is promised, amen? None of us is promised. Amen. Let's go ahead and close out in prayer. Father God, we come today just to give you glory, to thank you for your mighty blessing. Thank you for all that you're doing in our life, God. We thank you for being chosen by you. Not just called, but chosen by you, God. So today, God, we submit ourselves into your way and your will. And we pray that you will come into our life and break down every idol and cast out every foe, God. And break down every stronghold, God, and remove whatever idols that's in our life that are preventing us from having that kind of intimate relationship with you, Lord Jesus. We pray, God, that you will do it for your name's sake. We pray for those that are listening to the broadcast today, no matter where they are. Maybe they might be going through some illness or some other things in life, or some financial issues or some family things. Maybe they are about to get put out of whatever the case might be. God, we are praying today, God, that you will cover them with your grace, God, that you will cover them with your mercy, God, that you will make a way out of no way, God, that you will bring them back into your way, Lord Jesus, that they might know you, God, Lord Jesus, through the suffering that you went through. They might know you, Lord Jesus, that if you went through all of that for them, that you promised never to leave them nor forsake them, you, Lord Jesus, that you will be with them always. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So, y'all, I just want to thank y'all for listening. I'm going to go back and make sure this thing went through because I would trust it. Technology out here today. But be blessed. Know that God loves you. Know that I love you. And I'll just continue to keep us in prayer, to keep the broadcast in prayer, and that we continue to reach people that may be considered to be unreachable. You know, this message is for everybody, you know. I invite you today, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, to come and find out about him, okay? All you got to do to accept him in your heart, I mean, to be able to believe in your, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the Bible says the same shall be saved. That opportunity is for you, no matter where. I don't care what your background, I don't care if you're rich or poor, I don't care what country you're in, that is for you, to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. We should be doing this every Sunday. We go to church. We don't know who's in the church setting or online that may not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. This is a time now to seek after God more than ever. Because we definitely live in the days that tribe, man, soul, everything is going on all around the world, not just in one country or whatever. There's wars going on in several countries. There's sickness and disease. There's people being poor and not having a place. I mean, just all kinds of stuff is going on. Many have definitely became more lovers of themselves. You know, flesh has kicked in the poor gear. You know, from the pulpit, from the door, man. Even outside the church, it's more about flesh and what the flesh needs. My prayer is that we would get back to the things of God and speak and teach on the things of God. Amen. But God bless you, y'all. I'm signing out now. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for listening to me today. God bless you, and I love you. Amen. God bless you.